violence from an organization that promises to keep them safe. After the events of the past few years, many people are now beginning to learn that you are not here to save us, but rather, you are here to oppress us and carry out the will of the criminal ruling class. You are here to keep order for the people in control, not to provide safety for the people who are being controlled. In fact, you are the very mechanism that elites use to continue their global system of oppression, and the world is finally starting to wake up to this, and they are becoming increasingly angry every time they see blood needlessly spilled without consequence.
The truth shall set you free.
And we are back with another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Boy.
And I'm Chris.
It's weird doing this without Big Country here.
It's a little bit different.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
He's like, he usually takes the lead and leads us in. But I think you did a great job. I think we just may need to change that up permanently.
Well, shit. And Noel might make it in. We'll see. He's trucking his way in, and if he hops on, cool. If not, no big deal. So we don't have any plans today. No guests. It is Pride Month, so we'll probably celebrate here in studio a little bit. I know Big Country's out doing his thing. I think there's like a Kansas City chapter Pride Club that he's.
Yeah, he definitely let me know early on that he was going to be tied up with a lot of,
He was going to be wearing a lot of dildos, walking around the streets, supporting.
Wearing Mahomes jerseys. Super gay shit.
A lot of gay stuff going on.
Hella gay.
Not that we hate any of that.
No.
You do you.
Do your thing. Yeah, do you do thing. You, girl.
Yeah.
Get it, queen. But the Pride festivities here in San Diego haven't quite kicked off yet, huh?
Not yet.
Do you expect an uptick in any violence more than usual when we have big events like that?
No, I don't think so.
Not this year?
No, I don't think anything.
No?
It's going to be normal, a lot of drunkenness and people running around doing stupid stuff. But as far as the crime and stuff that I see, my job, it's going to be a lot of cleanup after accidents and whatnot. But I don't foresee any major violence going on.
I hope not.
I don't have my fingers on the pulse, but I don't feel nothing.
If your finger was on the pulse for Pride, where would it be?
I'm gonna leave that up to the imagination of the listeners. I think they kind of can figure out where that's gonna be. I guess.
Ew. Gross. Yeah. No. We were talking before the recording started about some of the wild shit we're seeing so far as far as Pride goes, because it seems like, you remember when Pride started here in San Diego, like they have a pretty substantial Pride celebration, I guess you can say. But obviously in the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, give or take, because of COVID, right?
Yeah.
It seems like it's taken a real strange turn from, like, we're marching for equal rights as, you know, married couples, and we want to be out publicly and things, which, fair game. But now we're like, let's round up all the kids. We're going to have this guy who's wearing 1,000 dildos over his body, and his ass is hanging out, and, like, it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, this is the norm now.
Yeah, which is weird. It's fucking super weird.
Yeah.
And the shitty part about it is, I think it depends, but the largest Pride celebration here, usually, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the San Diego Sheriff's Department usually provides security.
Yeah, they do. I think it depends on where it's at, but I think there's a lot of agencies that take part in the security of it, and they should be allowed, you know, feel safe doing 100%. A parade.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with that. I have 100%. No issues with that. March, be proud. Be out in public. Keep the kids out of it.
Keep the kids out of it.
I don't think this is an event that, you know, the kids need to be a part of.
Listen, we have SoCal Taco Fest.
Okay.
Every year.
Yeah.
You got to be 18 or older.
Yeah.
I think actually you have to be 21 or older because of all the alcohol and stuff that they serve.
It might be.
But either way, you have to be an adult to go.
Yeah. I think there's certain events that that can take place, and it should be, you know,
100%.
Adult only.
I mean, and I feel like if it was a Pride event that was geared towards adults, there wouldn't be as big a backlash as we're seeing. Yeah. Like you said, you're going to do what you want to do at your own house. There's a huge city of that caters to LGBTQ plus, you know, all the alphabets here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And most of those establishments, if you go into them, you have to be an adult.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be any different when you leave that, you know. If we were having like a heterosexual, you know, sex fest, you would imagine that you'd have to be at least 18 years old to even enter it, yeah. You know? And so the idea that like it's fun for the whole family is disturbing. I saw a clip earlier down in Florida. It was an all ages Pride event. And then they had this guy performing on stage who was dressed like fucking Nicki Minaj, ass out, fucking barely wearing anything. And I guess he's like a huge performer in that community. But the lyrics were about anal sex, oral sex, turning straight men gay. And then the camera pans and there's like a group of children there.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is the parents are like, or whoever they, I don't know if they're their parents or whatever, you know, but they're there cheering along with them. Like this is like a normal everyday thing.
Yeah. And I definitely think it's a problem. I wouldn't send my kids, or if there was some kind of performance and they were, even if it was Nicki Minaj up there singing about the stuff that she sings, I wouldn't want my 8-year-old daughter there
When WAP comes on the radio.
Yeah.
I crash it straight into the biggest tree I can find.
Yeah. I'm done. Shut it off. Yeah. I don't think the over sexualization of children in general, is a big topic, at our house. And, you know, it's on everything you turn on every Netflix show, on every, show in general. Now it's,
well, you were saying you logged on to one of the streaming services.
Yeah, I logged on to the streaming service earlier and, you know, it's flipping through its new titles and a great big banner, with the rainbow flag and Pride from Above. And that doesn't need to be on the streaming platform that it's on.
No, because like, although my kids have their own, you know, settings, I never trust it fully, because we've seen what happens with YouTube. Even YouTube Kids, they're slipping in a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah,
you know, that kids don't need to be seeing. So I don't trust my kids by themselves on these streaming services in general. But it's not on the kids' profile. But there are some things that are kid appropriate on my profile that they can't access on theirs.
Yeah,
maybe it's just a little too far of their age range, right?
Like, yeah.
They can't watch the Marvel movies on the kids' profile.
Yeah.
So they get on there, and, you know, especially my daughter, she loves bright clothes and fucking glitter and all that shit. So when she sees a rainbow flag, to her, it's just a rainbow.
Yep.
You know, but then you want to go click on it. Now we're in a whole nother realm.
Yeah.
And it's not something I should have to try to explain to a 6-year-old. It's the same reason why you get on your son for searching for boobs on YouTube.
Right.
It's the same exact reason.
Exactly. And, you know, and it does fall a lot onto the parents, and it should fall on the parents.
Absolutely.
To moderate what the children are taking. But the biggest problem that I have is it seems like all these movements now are being force-fed down everyone's throat. You know, we have a Pride Month for the hockey season. They had a bunch of hockey players pushing back. The same thing for baseball and football and everything else. It's just, there's a time and a place for everything, and that does not need to be in front of our children.
No, and because, like you said, the majority of people want gay people or trans people who are of age to be safe.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that it's wrong, right? There are people that say it's wrong, but, you know, we're not saying that you cannot be who you want to be.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you're a 13-year-old, you shouldn't be taking puberty blockers. And the crazy part is, you know, throughout COVID, they talked about misinformation, disinformation, all this bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, they have like these trans influencers, I guess you can call them, that are telling kids, and it's weird because they do it in like this little sing-song type way Like maybe Grace is young enough still.
Yeah.
But does she ever watch like Blippi or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you know how it is. Like kids' shows, they're always like so upbeat about everything, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that's how they're describing how to use pronouns, how to what puberty blockers are,
yeah.
How to basically hide this stuff from your parents, things yeah. like that. And they're influencers,
yeah.
You know? So there was one where he's talking about puberty blockers and how safe they are. And it's okay. You can take them as long as you want, because when you don't, if you want to stop taking them, even if it's years later, then puberty just starts back up again.
Which is not true.
That is not true. That's not how the human body works. You know who Tim Dillon is?
Mm-hmm.
So before I left work, my buddy that I work with, Kenny, he played me a clip of Tim Dillon. And Tim Dillon was fucking going on this crazy rant for like 15 minutes. Before as soon as the fucking recording started, he went off, dude. And because there was a story, and I think we might have touched on it a few episodes back, but there was a story of this this man who wanted to transition to being a woman when he was very young, started taking puberty blockers.
Yeah.
Well, when you take puberty blockers as a boy and you don't get to puberty, your wee-wee stays little, right? Well, when you go and transition into being a female, you're not really... Even if they fucking turned it inside out, you know, like it doesn't look like I can spot a fake vagina.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you a vagina corner store or something?
Hey, I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I can guarantee that Dr. Such and Such is not going to do a better job than a natural woman. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
I would like to say kudos to the Lord for
great design,
the way he designed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't improve on it much more. Maybe put a cup holder. I don't know. Like, it's, you know, definitely not a timer or a clock, but a cup holder will do. So, but this guy, and it's terrible because this is how you're remembered now, right? This yeah. guy decides, all right, time for surgery. Let's go. Well, basically, they take your fucking ween and split it down the middle and then origami it into a fake vagina. But this guy's dick was so little because of the puberty blockers, because he never reached that pubescent stage, that he didn't have enough dick material
to make it. Yeah.
So you know what they did? They took some from his colon and decided, we're going to fashion this up, right? Which is gross. A whole new meaning to beaten up guts, right? And now, so the guy's got this fucking half colon, half dick pussy, and it starts to essentially rot. I forget what the term was. It's like necrofasciitis, I believe is what it's called. So essentially the skin starts to rot. Ugh. Now he's got sepsis, essentially, right? And Tim Dillon's going off about how he's pissed about how fucking hard it is to find a good pussy for his son. And he wants better materials to be used so his son can have the finest pussy the market has to offer, right? It's hilarious. But this fucking guy, he ends up dying because of it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So now, not only are these surgeries and all of the medications and hormones and blockers and all of this shit that they're pumping into these children to affirm what they think is their true gender,
yeah.
is killing them.
Yeah.
They already have the highest rate of suicides amongst any fucking group.
Yes. That's now, a fact.
But now you have these adults who are telling them, like, nope, if this is how you feel, this is how you feel. This is what you are.
Yeah.
Don't tell your parents that, right? Because parents automatically, at least if it was my kid, I would think you have something wrong in your fucking head.
Yeah.
And they do. They do. You have a dysphoria. It's no different than people that have body dysmorphia,
yeah.
right? It's no different than, I mean, how many times does your wife get dressed up to the nines and ask you how she looks? And you say, you look fucking stunning.
Yeah.
And they go, Nah.
I don't. Nah.
You know what I mean? It, obviously, it's not as severe, but it's that mentality it magnified is. Times a million.
That is a great correlation, because when a woman dresses up, how many times do they change an outfit?
Oh yeah.
Is it always the first outfit that they put on? Never. Right?
Never.
And that's a small scale of what this poor individual may be feeling about the uncomfortableness in their own skin. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I'm a man. I need to be a woman.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing to negotiate and figure out. And you have to go through a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
And a lot of outside help to with the realization of what you may be feeling or what has caused you to feel this way, to identify the underlying theme, because, you know, a lot of people transition and then transition back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and those people struggle.
Yeah.
You know, because the transition to the opposite sex is easy compared to going back. Like, these girls that are going out and having double mastectomies in their teenage years.
Yeah.
Now you've got this giant body scar, which they've turned into a badge of honor.
Yeah.
You know, people, like, they're putting fucking body scars in video games.
Yeah.
They're putting, like, they're making this the uniform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I saw this video of these two teenage girls who want to be boys. They both had fucking double mastectomies. And they start off the video like, "What's up, bros?" First of all, no guys talk like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a parody of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And it's a poor, very poor parody. It's not fucking good at all. But, like, they're trying to live their life as what they imagine the other sex would live.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I've met and I've seen people who live as the opposite sex, and you would never fucking be able to tell. For one, they don't have bumper stickers all over their car saying, you know, love is love, all this other crazy nonsense, pride stickers everywhere. They live their fucking life.
Yeah.
And you would never be able to tell that they were actually born as the opposite sex. Those people are just trying to live.
Yeah.
Everyone else needs you to fucking know. It's how any time when CrossFit first came out.
Yeah.
When vegans started taking off, right? Like, they got to let you know.
It's the popular trend at the moment, it seems like. And then this is the big push for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of it that I don't understand. And I have one of my best friends, shout out to my old partner. She came into town, Mrs. Berger. She's part of the gay community.
She's a fucking hooligan too.
And she is. And she's awesome. And there's things that she's explained to me that she doesn't understand about the trans movement and everything else. And you know, she's never gone out there and she's like, this is my lifestyle, this is the way I'm living it. But I've never seen her go out there and try to force feed this down kids stuff. And do you live your life
100%. Be as happy as you fucking can be. That is the right afforded to you by God. So take it and do it.
Yeah.
But you don't leave a fucking wake of madness behind you.
Correct. And you know that it's a shame that the society's view, because I don't think there's, I mean, do you see a lot of oppression?
No. I mean, here's the thing. When you have a person who, for instance, if I was to say I'm trans now, I'm going into that locker room, we would have a problem.
Yeah.
Right? That's where the line is drawn.
Yeah.
If you have someone who has been living as a female and nobody can tell the difference, and they're not out with their dick out in the locker room, and they're not, you know, making a speech about being trans or any of this, they're just going about their business.
Yeah.
They use that locker room to fucking shower and change and leave.
Yeah.
They're not walking around with their junk out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're trying to portray that as oppression, you know, like here in Santee, we had an issue.
Yes.
Right. Where the man walks into the female's locker room. There is an underage female in there who has the right to feel scared, violated, all of those things.
Yeah.
Because there is a man in there who is knowingly walking around with his dick out and has been known to be aroused because of that.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. I know there's, you know how phobias have, you know, fucking titles.
Yeah.
And there's a title for that. I fucking can't remember it at the moment, but like people get off on that. That male swimmer who competes against females.
Yeah.
He has a secret Instagram page where it's all about how he gets off thinking of himself as a woman, and then messages being shared about how he loves being in the women's locker room and watching how uncomfortable they get.
Mm.
That's predatory shit.
Yeah.
And we're there's a community now where they're praising it. So the oppression is of these gross offenders who are doing things just because they say they are in a protected category and they can.
Yeah. That opens up a whole nother can of worms too with these male athletes that are now women that are competing against women, mediocre male athletes, and then they go over and dominate a sport.
But that's the important thing, is that they're male athletes who would have never won a championship or played at a higher level in a male category.
Yeah.
And those guys are fucking washed out.
Yeah.
So then they move over to the female sports and they start to dominate. And, you know, I as much as we talk shit about fucking, what's his name? Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner is a huge proponent of keeping trans people out of the opposite sex of sports.
Yeah.
He competed at the highest levels.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Now, could you imagine if he was competing against... No women would ever break any world record ever if the top male athletes were competing in their sport.
That's true.
And
you see the sports that they're doing it in. They're doing it in track. Mm-hmm. They're doing it in swimming.
Weightlifting.
Yeah, weightlifting.
We've seen it in MMA.
Yeah. You see it in the sports that the men, their physical nature, their basic biology that they've had will give them the ultimate advantage.
Yeah.
There was a volleyball player, male, that was playing on a women's team, mm-hmm. and concussed another player from one of his hits.
Yeah,
so and that's not even like, from what I saw of the video, it wasn't like he was some phenomenal player.
Yeah.
Like if I took one of the guys I know that are in my household,
yeah,
and put him on a female net, which is like
the Olympics
6 inches lower.
Oh shit! Okay, so I didn't know that. Is the ball a different size?
The ball is weights different.
Okay,
so the male's a little bit heavier.
Okay,
but the net is a lot lower. Yeah. I mean, noticeably lower.
Yeah,
and if I had my young guy,
well, how tall is he?
6'5".
Okay, that's fucking outrageous. Now, obviously. Like your wife, she's a volleyball player, tall girl.
Stud.
Right?
D1 collegiate full ride scholarship. Wonderful player.
So, and now compared to other females on her team, as far as height goes, is she average? Is she...
She's probably right just above average. She's not 6 foot. She's 5'11".
I swear she's taller than that.
Yeah. She Well, it's because every time she's around us, she wears those tall ass heels.
Right?
She was really good and phenomenal.
Yeah.
And she pounded the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, as hard as any other volleyball player I ever witnessed on the female side of things.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah. Could you imagine a man that's 5 inches taller than you right now?
Yeah.
Because he's not done growing.
No, he's not done. Yeah.
Which is terrifying for you.
He would probably kill somebody.
And that's
the thing. He could go right now where he's at. He would make the Olympic team right now.
Yeah. See, and that's so wrong in so many ways, because competition is supposed to be fair.
It is.
Right?
And
it's supposed to be fun. And they completely strip that away from all the biological females who've worked so hard to get into that role.
Correct.
And now you have men coming in and taking it, and then they're giving these men awards and talking about how brave they are.
I really think that, unfortunately, that the only... And I am a proponent for all sports.
Yeah.
I want competition. I want fair competition.
Yeah, fair competition.
I want them to be able to compete. Everybody should have that ability to compete, but you have to give them a class of their own.
Yeah.
If there's one trans male athlete swimming against women, let them do it.
Yeah.
But they don't win. They may win their own little side category of their that division.
Yeah.
But you can't, and there may not be enough for him to have a full line of competition. Let him swim.
Yeah.
But he doesn't win.
Right.
He wins for his division.
Yeah.
And then the female. Like a
subdivision. Yeah.
Correct. So like the Leah Thompson, mm-hmm. Thompson thing. He competes, he wins, and then the whoever he swam against, she would be the winner for the women.
Yeah.
And she would know that she beat all the women.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because the issue is, especially when you get into like D1 level collegiate sports, right? Professional sports, we worry about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those leagues need to handle it the proper way.
Yeah.
It's a little different when it comes to college because you have donors who it's no different than a political run.
Yeah.
Donors are giving you money. You're going to do what the fuck the biggest donor says.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you have George Soros out here funding Leah Thomas's fucking swim career as a female swimmer,
yeah,
then the school's of course going to be like, nope, that's our girl, yep. You know, and they're going to shower him with all these bullshit gifts about how he's such a great athlete. And the fact of the matter is you have girls who have trained their entire life to get to that position.
Yeah.
They're kick-ass students. They're kick-ass athletes.
Yeah.
They maintain their grades well enough to get a scholarship to go to a D1 school,
yeah.
As well as playing at an incredible level. You already know student athlete is a difficult job.
Yeah.
Right? Now, on top of that, you throw in a guy who just shows up, is getting fucking not even placing when he was swimming as a male. Now he's swimming as a female and he's destroying the competition.
Yeah.
What are these girls supposed to say?
Yeah.
It's not fair. You know what I mean? So these girls that are speaking out and people that, you know, people in the trans community or who are speaking out against them for trying to stand up for women.
Yeah.
And it's the thing is that all of this is going to fucking blow up in their face.
Yeah.
Because they've been shitting on men for how long? And you know, there's plenty of women who are like, men, just man up.
Yeah.
Grow up. You're going to be okay. It's just a few words.
Yeah.
Well, now you have mothers, daughters, moms who are absolutely livid with the state of women's spaces in general.
Yeah.
Right. They're invading locker rooms. They're invading spas. They're invading women's sports. Now all the men are like, we got your back. Fucking come on. Let's go get them, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're, in a weird way, they're uniting more people against a common cause than we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we said, and all these mothers are saying the same thing. We're not saying that they don't deserve a place in sports, but they don't deserve a place in women's sports.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And it's wild because you don't see women jumping into men's sports.
That was in my back burner.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, I said, have you heard of any females that have transitioned to male and gone out and competed in male sports?
No, but we've seen, like just recently, the U.S. women's national team. We've heard about them getting smoked by 15-year-old boys, right? Yeah. Well, the U.S. women's national team played a team of essentially like old-ass men.
Washed-up old guys?
Washed-up old guys that destroyed them.
It was like 8-0?
Probably. It was embarrassing, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But then you have like women on the national team, like Rippon, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She's a proponent for having trans athletes in women's sports.
Yeah.
Now, you were just talking about how you don't get paid as much as a man.
Yeah.
You're saying you want a man to play in your division and then be better than you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could go down to Sportsplex right now, handpick 5 guys that played fucking soccer in high school, and have them play against the women's national team with the rest of the team being made up of people who have never played soccer before.
Yeah.
And probably still beat them.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on women's sports, but it's a knock on women versus men.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've already seen that go down in tennis back in, I think you're probably 12 years old. What was that like?
Shut your mouth.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's clear that men have an advantage. It's biological. And I'm so tired of like hearing people say,
you took the, it happened recently with probably one of the best female tennis players of all time, right?
Yeah.
Serena.
Yeah.
And she played an average male. average.
Yeah.
And he beat that ass.
Mopped her up, dude. Yeah. It's, and it has, like, listen, she's an incredible tennis player.
Absolutely.
Best women, female tennis player we've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
But it's a different animal when you're going up against someone who's just biologically built different.
Yeah.
Right? Men are built to be hunters. Women are built to be gatherers.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, no amount of hormones, no amount of testosterone is going to change any of that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to line up against my wife playing volleyball because she'd probably make me look silly.
No.
But I could compete. I probably could get up and block her best hit.
Right.
And I probably could, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But she couldn't line up against me in the football field.
Exactly. That was going to be my next statement, is she would never line up against you on the opposite line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the thing. Like, I know my wife is an incredible softball player.
Yes.
I would never tell her that I can play softball better. I couldn't play baseball better than her.
Probably not. Yeah.
But you put a team of females together. Like, she played on fast pitch teams all throughout college. She played college softball. She played high school. She played all throughout childhood. And I know my place when it comes to that game.
Yeah.
But there's no way that I could put her up, say, Roro and some guys he knows.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, fucking handle it.
Yep, go.
You know what I mean? Sure, it'd probably be competitive.
Yeah.
It'd probably be competitive for sure, but, you know.
When you're comparing apples to apples, like, if like I said, my wife could probably beat me in volleyball. She's a phenomenal athlete. Yeah. That's her sport.
Yeah.
Now, is she going to come over and lift as much as me?
Exactly.
Probably not.
Yeah.
If we wrestled and we got on the mat and we're doing jiu-jitsu, do you think that she could beat me? No, probably not. And I'm just a beginner, and, you know, just physically I'd be able to mop the floor with her.
Yeah.
Football, same thing. It's just biologically the advantages that males have over women.
Yeah.
If you took 9 great male softball players and then 9 phenomenal female softball players, the males are probably going to win.
Yeah.
And no matter how good
they... Well, but the biggest advantage with the males, especially when it comes to that, is they're going to be fucking jacking over the fence.
Yeah.
All day.
All day.
All day. You know what I mean? Not to say that the girls, their defense isn't going to be fucking top tier, because my wife eats ropes at third and first.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but it's the strength overall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, because I've got my ass handed to me on the mat by females.
Yeah.
That is a little different.
Yeah.
If your wife had been doing jiu-jitsu for 5 years, she got you.
Maybe.
Because it's not about strength. Like, I've fought girls that I'm clearly bigger and stronger than.
Yeah.
Technique.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different than, you know, I doubt he's listening, but shout out to Vinny. He's like a fucking ninja.
Yeah.
95 pounds, this guy.
Yeah.
95 pounds soaking wet. This guy would go to tournaments and have to weigh in with his backpack on.
To make
it. Just so he can make it to a bracket where there are guys fighting.
Yeah.
Right? I've maybe beat him twice. Maybe. Maybe. That could be completely
fucking wrong. That might be stretching it.
That might be stretching it. But it's, and it's, I listen, if I picked him up and threw him against the wall, sure.
Yeah.
But straight up jiu-jitsu, there's no way. You know what I mean? So, but enough of our pride rant. 34 minutes into the show. What I really wanted to talk about is the shit that's going on with Biden, the congressional contempt that they're going to hold the FBI director,
Chris Wray.
Yep. They're going to hold Wray in contempt of Congress. They're going to hold a hearing on Thursday.
What did he do now? He withheld what?
Well, okay. This is something that every American, and if you say not me, then you're a fucking liar. Every American has already known since the beginning of this administration's whatever the fuck you want to call it. Because it's not a presidency. It's a show.
Okay.
Well, at the very beginning of this show, everybody knew that Biden had quid pro with people in Ukraine. And then that was leading into other things, right? That little trail, that little nugget was leading you down a bread trail of all kinds of shady shit that the Bidens have been into.
Yeah.
Now, Christopher Wray had a document from a trusted informant. This informant had given... Now, I don't even know when this informant had given this information to the FBI. Yeah. I would assume it was a long ass time ago.
Yes.
Because we wouldn't be in the position that we're in now with congressional hearings and contempt and all this other shit. But he had a document, I'm assuming an affidavit, right?
Yep.
That he had submitted to the FBI and said, Joe Biden, during his vice presidency, was involved in a criminal bribery scheme. Now, the details of the affidavit, they haven't come completely out yet. I'm sure we'll see that during the congressional hearings. But essentially, Biden was doing some shit he shouldn't have been doing as the vice president of this country. He tried to bribe somebody. Now, the details of what the bribe was, how much it was, and what it was for and all of that, like I said, speculate right now. There's quite a few different tales being told. We don't know for sure, but either way, it was a criminal act by the sitting vice president at the time. That doesn't even mention the shit that's happened since then that's led up to all of this.
Yeah.
But this was given to the FBI in the hopes that the FBI would do something about it. Well, the FBI never did anything about it. Christopher Wray, for some reason or another, after this whistleblower comes out, goes, yeah, I got it right here. Well, what the fuck, dude? You've had this thing for how long now?
Yeah.
And now you're telling us you already lied to Congress and said you've never heard of anything about it.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. Well, now you've been proven a liar.
Yeah.
And the country's already lost all faith in the FBI. They've lost all faith in the DOJ. Now you expect us to believe the shit that you say? So, of course, the Democrats are, you know, asking questions. Who's the whistleblower? We want him unmasked. Well, the guy says, if I become unmasked for this, my life is in danger. I will die. I believe that 100%.
1,000%.
Yeah, because you don't go after someone in that kind of position with that much power, however little or much power you might think he has, he's still portrayed as this political figure at the moment.
Yeah.
So even if it's just the illusion of him being a president, you're still going after the president, right? Even for shit that he's done prior to. But this is potentially bigger than Watergate, you know, bigger than any presidential scandal we've seen so far.
Bigger than all the fake scandals that they tried.
Bigger than all, yeah.
All the fake shit that they were trying to put on Trump to his entire presidency. I mean, this is a lot bigger. And what are they going to do with it now?
Well, and that's the thing, right?
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen? Are the Republicans going to stop being fucking pussies about it? Are they going to man up and say, all right, DOJ, fucking arrest him? You know what I mean? Like, what happens next? And I think the way this gets handled is going to sway the public one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like I said, everybody's already lost trust in fucking the DOJ and the FBI. Now, for some reason, and we got to get off this fucking, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, because they're both fucked.
There's plenty of bullshit on both sides of the aisle. There's a lot of finger pointing, and you can do it at both sides.
Exactly. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, there's people on both sides who truly do want what's best for the country. Those people don't get a lot of airtime.
They don't.
No. But now we're in a public forum. Everybody's watching this go down. The rest of the world already thinks that America is just like the cuck of the world at this point in time, right? We've got people ditching the dollar. We've got people leaving fucking accords that we've had with them forever. They're all starting their own shit. So now they want to make the U.S. on the outside looking in, which in my opinion isn't a bad thing. Leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah, we can reel it in a little bit.
We could.
We don't have to get out the help to everybody that we think that we have to. Throwing billions of dollars Ukraine's way. I mean, there's a lot of things that we do. We can reel it in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fortify the front line a little bit, protect our border.
Yeah, and then we can fucking pump our own oil here. Like, the thing about, like, natural resources and all that shit is America has enough natural resources for us to just shut down everything and be fine. You know, if we were to say no one's allowed in or out, we can pump our own oil. We can make our own electricity. There's a lot that we can do.
Yeah.
And they refuse to do it, right? They want all this foreign money, all these foreign buyers to come in, do all this dumb shit, outsource everything so it's cheaper, so their bottom line gets bigger. But at the end of the day, you have Joe Biden, who's got a finger pointed at him for a criminal bribery scheme. We're all watching you. If you decide, well, I'm not going to arrest him, prosecute him, or anything like that, now we have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
So everyone that's already lost faith in you, for them, it's just going to be another Tuesday, Thursday. You know what I mean? It's not going to change anything. But the issue is if we're not going to hold criminals accountable, which we already see them not hold criminals accountable, right? We've saw George Floyd get buried in a gold casket.
Yeah.
We saw a dude that got choked out on the train in an ivory casket.
Yeah.
Right. Celebrities everywhere. Everyone praising this guy who's not a good person.
No.
So what do you think they would do with fucking Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What do you think will happen?
See, and that's where I struggle, because you want to hear, or you hear a lot, that no one's above the law.
Right.
Okay. That's what they keep calling out for the Trump stuff with him going on with being indicted and everything else. No one's above the law. Well, you can point down the aisle and say, yeah, they must be above the law because, you know, Miss Clinton lost 30,000, you know, emails.
Whoops.
Yeah. Whoops. You know, you have Hunter Biden, whose laptop has stuff on there that probably would make me blush and be ashamed. And he's never even got a whiff of trouble thrown out his way.
No, this guy's selling paintings for $500,000.
Yeah. So I'm afraid that nothing's going to happen. It's going to be a big show. They're going to point the finger and you did wrong and you shouldn't. We're going to hold you accountable. And then dick is going to happen. And what does that say? If we can't hold everyone to the letter of the law to act above board when you're the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Allegedly. and you should know better.
Yeah. I mean,
where does it stop? The corruption is endless.
Well, you know? like you said, where does it stop? Well, the problem is for the length of his career, it's never stopped. He's always been able to get away with it. So, you know, right? You come into contact with a guy who's been in and out and in and out and in and out for the same shit.
Yeah.
Right? They never fucking learn.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes it gets worse. Sometimes they fucking, I don't want to say grow out of it, but sometimes they just get too old to play that game.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Biden's old as fuck, and he's still playing that game.
Yeah.
And he's had the friends. He's had the position of power to basically have all this shit swept under the rug for his entire career.
Yeah.
Everything this guy does is shady. It's got question marks all over it, including the death of his first wife.
Yeah.
Which is super fucking weird. But I don't think, I think what'll happen is the Republicans will say, okay, we're going to impeach him.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah.
We saw Bill Clinton get impeached. Did he have to stop being president?
No.
Did he have to pay restitution?
No.
Was he suspended? You know what I mean? Like,
he didn't even get put on a timeout.
No timeout, no fucking nothing. This guy was still fucking smoking stogies, eating Big Macs.
Lied straight to the American public.
Straight to the American. And people are like, oh, Bill Clinton, like, he's like one of the most beloved presidents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can play saxophone, you know, and it's like, dude, he's a fucking dirty, rotten human being.
Yeah.
And he did some illegal shit. He got called out for it and nothing happened. Yeah. So, you know, people like when they go, oh, impeachment, like nothing fucking happens when you get impeached. If an impeachment was the punishment for being a treasonous piece of shit, then build the gallows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because I have a feeling that this bribery scheme is international.
Yeah.
And if it was with a foreign body, then that makes it treason. So do we still deal with treason the way we used to? Is he going to get fucking thrown in Gitmo?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Yeah, until they lead him out with handcuffs on, I'm not going to be really impressed. Unfortunately, there's not a way to for a real solution.
No,
and it's a lot of talk right now. So, you know, term limits needs to be talked about.
100%.
Fucking this guy's been in office for how many years? 50 plus years.
Hey, dude, his the day he was born is closer to the end of World War One than it is to today. That's insane. Think about that.
Yeah. It just is. It's crazy to me that these career politicians get in there. They make a shit ton of wealth. You don't know really where that wealth is coming from.
Or where it's going.
Or where it's going. And, you know, you're a public servant.
Yeah.
I don't know any other public servant job that you can get rich at.
Not even rich, but like generational wealth.
Yeah.
Wealth. Where your grandkids won't have to work.
Yeah. And it's a shame to me that they have been able to create this elite class that is basically untouchable.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, they've proven that. Yeah.
There was a guy that was reading off, like, he was talking about all these DUIs, these criminal incidences where people have been arrested, and it was like a laundry list. And he's like, who do you think I'm talking about? The NFL? No. The NBA? No. I'm talking about Congress and the fucking Senate.
Yeah.
People that...
Yeah, because he was talking about their salaries and then what they've been in trouble for. How many? Lots of DUIs, lots of DVs. Like, yeah. Insane amount of charges that these people have. And it rarely hits the news. Yeah. We still haven't got to the bottom of Paul Pelosi's fucking weird experience.
Yeah.
Right? Like, And it's just a political show when they do get in trouble. You know what I mean? So what? This person's going to resign from their position. Yeah. They're going back to a fucking fat mansion with a fat pension and millions of dollars from insider trading.
Yeah.
And that, whatever else they were doing.
The insider trading thing is fucking laughable to me.
Yeah. Well, they did introduce a bill, which weirdly enough was AOC was a part of this bill introduction.
Yeah.
With a Republican.
Yeah.
And it's to essentially say, if you work for the government, then you can't own stocks.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it should be.
It should be.
You get in, you got these guys, you know, you're fucking schmoozing with people from JP Morgan
yeah.
and all these lobbyists and shit, and people coming through, you know, you're trying to sweet talk donors, and they tell you, listen, I'll give you an insight on some stocks if you hook my bill up.
Yeah.
And then they play the game and they get filthy fucking rich. Like you said, these politicians should not be rich.
No.
These politicians should not be making more than you.
Yeah.
Someone that literally puts their life on the line every yeah. day. They're making more than the members of our military. Now, I understand the military was a voluntary job.
Yeah.
Right? I get that. But these politicians are treated far better.
Yeah.
If these politicians have a fucking mental... They have a guy who's a fucking full-on vegetable.
He wears sweats to...
He wears a Carhartt hoodie and basketball shorts to a fucking Senate meeting, dude.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that guy is going to make more than an enlisted soldier?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that guy should be on permanent disability.
Yes.
And it's terrible what happened to him. That guy's a giant piece of shit to begin with, so I don't feel that bad.
Yeah.
But it's now you're parading this fucking bag of meat around. You know, but I don't know. It's all a fucking mess, right? But the insider trading bill, cool, probably won't pass.
Yeah.
Because you're in the lion's den, right? Now, if I go into a lion's enclosure and say, all right, we're taking a vote. Steak's getting too expensive. Who wants salad? You think the lions are going to vote for fucking salad?
No.
No. They're going to throw that bill out. There's going to be some stupid language in it that they don't like. Or some crazy loophole that they can exploit.
Yeah.
And actually, Donald Trump made it a point during his debate with Hillary Clinton where she said, this guy didn't fucking pay any taxes last year. Here's how much he made, allegedly, and this is how much he paid in taxes. And she goes, is this the person you want running your country? And he's like, yeah, I didn't pay that much in taxes. I didn't pay dick in taxes because there are loopholes that anybody can use in the tax code to take advantage of it. So he said, I use the same loophole that you use, the same loophole all your donors use. He's like, I know all her donors. You think they paid taxes last year? No.
No.
You know what I mean? And first of all, if you're running for president, you should say, fuck taxes. It's unconstitutional. No taxation without representation. That's what we started a revolution for.
Yeah.
And here we are paying fucking taxes.
Astronomical taxes.
Astronomical taxes.
Taxes on everything.
Well, and then
taxes on your house you own.
Well, you get taxed on the money you make.
Yeah.
You get taxed on the house that you own.
Yeah.
You get taxed on the car that you own.
Yeah.
When you go to the store to buy groceries with the money that you made that you already got taxed on, you're paying taxes on again. That.
Yeah.
And then you want to sell your house? Guess what? You got to pay taxes on that.
Yep.
You're going to sell your car? Fucking taxes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
This is nonstop.
You're going to die?
Taxes.
Taxes.
Yeah.
You have to fucking pay death taxes.
Yep. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's insane, dude. Yeah. The government is such a fucking sham.
I look at these guys, and we talked about a little bit how the wealth that they've gained over the time of their service.
Yeah.
And I laugh.
Service. Yeah. That was a good one.
I laugh because I don't know of any politicians that have come into that role and lost money.
Right.
Except Trump.
Yeah.
Trump donated his salary.
He
didn't take any salary.
No, he didn't.
He lost millions of dollars
from
his business because he was concentrating on.
Yeah, I think he went from being a billionaire to a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which, like, if I was a billionaire, and then now I'm at millionaire status, like, I'd be kind of bummed. You know what I mean?
Not me. Oh, well.
But the thing is, and say what you want about Trump, he did some good things. I'm totally on board with any of these politicians anymore.
Yeah.
I'm fucking swimming by myself in a whole different pool.
Yeah.
But he did lose money.
It's not because of your skin color, though.
It's not. No. Yeah.
It's by choice.
Yeah. It's by choice. All right. I self-segregated. Okay. But the idea that somebody would come in with that kind of money and then lose a lot of money in that position. Sure, maybe he made money somewhere else doing something. I don't know, right? But there's no rumors about it like there is with Joe Biden and the rest of the Bidens.
Yeah.
You know?
There's not a lot of smoke coming up.
No, man. And so far what we've seen is this extremely criminal family. And because it's not just Joe. It's fucking everybody in that family. There are plenty of criminals and there are plenty of fucking victims in that family. Nobody's paying attention to any of the victims and nobody's paying attention to any of the criminals.
Yeah.
So these guys just continue to get away with it. And the more they get away with it, the better they feel about it. So the more extreme they get and they just keep doing it, dude. And what would the best outcome for this situation would be for them to go, well, let's really look into this shit. Since you have this affidavit, where's Hunter's laptop? Let's look into that. I want to also see the diary entries from his daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would set the fucking world on fire if they actually told us what they know about that family.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're waiting for fucking Joe to croak. I don't know if they're waiting for Hunter to OD or what. But even his son Bo is involved in some shady shit.
Yeah.
Like there are people who are talking about how Bo would show up. Like they would land at the airport, Bo would show up and be like, I need you to come with me. Because they knew a little too much.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird, right? Yeah. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't have any confidence in it fucking.
Well, I think that I won't be confident in anything until I see people being led away in handcuffs.
In handcuffs, exactly. And that's the only way any of it gets resolved.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like I said, we've already lost faith in the federal law enforcement system.
What do you want to happen? What do you think in your perfect world, what would happen that you want someone to come in and just clean house?
They would have to. Because in a perfect world, at least in my vision here, you have the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but some of them are cucked out too, so it's kind of hard, right? Yeah. But if you had the Joint Chief of Staffs go, this guy is not capable of running this country. We are going to man this ship until a true election is held and another president is chosen. And then we are going back to being a constitutional republic. We are no longer a democracy.
Yeah.
This country was not built, as much as they tell you in history class, this country was not built to be a democracy. This country was built to be a constitutional republic. We've strayed away from that so far that everyone has forgotten, most everyone has forgotten that that's what this country was.
Yeah.
We are based off of the rule of God, the laws of the Constitution, and that's just the way it is, right?
Yeah.
No taxes, none of that shit. But if they were to do that, after they see the evidence of the corruption of the Biden crime family, they arrest him, they start investigating his family, all of their associates. The next thing you know, there are no more politicians left in Washington because that river runs deep. Yeah. They're all fucking buddies, the Republicans and Democrats. Most of these people have already been in so much shady business deals and criminal situations that if they really looked into it, they could arrest the majority of them.
Yeah.
And then we would literally have to start over again. And they should start it over the way it was started. You fucking volunteer. Maybe, you know, once you're a certain age, there's a lottery and you do 2 years as a senator or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at that time, you weren't getting paid to do it. You were volunteering.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm volunteering my time, how often do you see a dictator in a volunteer position?
Never.
Never. Never. So, you know, it's and you can see that when it comes to coaching, right? Sure, you have some asshole volunteer coaches.
Yeah.
But for the most part, when your boys are little playing T-ball, that's a volunteer coaching position.
They got some good dads that stepped up.
Exactly. You have good people who are stepping up to take the time out of their day to make that experience enjoyable.
Yeah.
So if I'm creating laws and I'm a volunteer and we're not allowed to have lobbyists anymore,
yeah,
then you're going to make the best decisions that you can for your community, for your country, for your state. And
I think that's a good point, is when an average Joe who feels their repercussions of some of these legislative rules and laws that they put through, when, you know, we, the people, are suffering at the pumps for mm-hmm. the gas prices and everything else. You know, if you put the average Joe in there, he's going to be like, well, this is really going to fuck everything up for the other guy.
Exactly.
I don't want to sign this. Let's work out something better. Let's
figure out something better. And there wouldn't be so much, you know, nobody's going to drop off a 14,000 page bill, you know, a quarter to midnight, and then have you vote on it.
Yeah.
Because nobody's read that.
Yeah.
You know, so these people who are dropping off these bills and they're talking about how, oh, it's 14,000 pages and we only have an hour left, so you got to read it and then we got to vote. Yeah. Nobody's reading that. The person that wrote that didn't even read it. They got a fucking team of people that already have these bills prepared. You think they said, this is our time limit. Okay, cool. We're going to start now.
Yeah.
No, that shit's already been written. They throw it on your desk last minute because they know no one's going to fucking read it. Now, are you going to vote with your party or are you going to fucking stand against us?
Yeah.
And then they all vote with their party. If they really truly investigated the Biden crime family and all of their associates, we can start blank slate.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they need to. I think they need to do something as far as a reset, but something to reboot.
They do. They need it. I mean, that's probably the best way to put it, though.
We need to unplug the country and plug it back in to see if it starts back up.
Blow in the cartridge and fucking check it out again.
Maybe it'll work at the next time.
Man, better. You know, it sucks, dude, because I have zero faith in any branch of the government at this point in time. At the federal level, just because of all the dumb shit we've seen.
Yeah.
I am super interested to see how these congressional hearings go on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because I would be shocked if they were like, all right, stand up, put your hands behind your back, start with Christopher Wray.
We're going to remand you to Helsinki or what? Gitmo right now.
Yeah. See you later. Well, and another thing is, you know, when they were talking about the Crossfire Hurricane thing, we know that was fabricated. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton hasn't been arrested.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, we have these people who have been involved in that whole situation. Obama knew about it. He hasn't been arrested.
Nope.
Big Mike knew about it. He hasn't been arrested.
Big Mike.
You know, and dude, don't laugh at Big Mike. Have you seen that dude's back?
He's pretty swole.
You got to get a back like Big Mike, dude.
I'm working on it. I've been putting some work in. We got off season lists going on right now. We've been
going to need off season, on season.
We did 6 on, 1 off, and we're on our second week. Just putting in work.
Still not going to get that Big Mike back.
Oh, I did back today, buddy. I'll take my shirt off right now and show you this massive back. No gay homo shit.
But either way, none of those people have been arrested. None of them are going to get arrested unless somebody actually fucking mans up. Now, during the whole Crossfire Hurricane thing, apparently, allegedly, because there's an FBI whistleblower who said, pretty much everyone in our office was like, we're not doing this. This is not okay.
Yeah.
This is highly illegal, and I don't want to be involved.
I don't want a part of this.
And they said, cool. Then fucking you resign from your post.
See you later.
Lose your... And now, mind you, because we've seen the guy testifying that worked for the FBI and said, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for. I'm supposed to be here to hunt down pedophiles. You guys transfer me to this. Now I'm fucking investigating Trump for some bogus shit.
Yeah.
And you guys are handing me the evidence. Like, we didn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when he steps up, they tell him, resign, and you're never going to work in law enforcement again. And because of the fucking contract you signed with us, you can't even go and look for another job until this is all wrapped up. So now he has to be unemployed because he's been strong-armed by a federal law enforcement group. And his family is at risk of losing everything because of it, because of a lie, because they disliked one person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it shows you the reach of the FBI and the DOJ, and it shows you the fear that they put in a normal average person's, you know, head when it comes to following the rules, falling in line, and doing as they want you to do. And if they can do that to one of their own agents, what do you think they can do to us? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can. If they can do that to the guy that's at the top and paint him as the biggest villain in the history of America, they can do anything to us.
Exactly. And that shit is terrifying because they're not going to be held accountable.
No.
So will they finally be? I don't know.
Maybe.
I hope so. I mean, I really hope so. And I'm definitely an optimist. I hate trying to be like the pessimist, right? Where you're...
There's some guys that are doing their fucking job right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's some guys that are standing up and they've packed their fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And they're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, I think what we might be seeing, especially in the FBI, is we have guys who are all finally grouping together. Like you said, packing their nuts up and going... If we all say, fuck this, here's the truth, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, people forget, you know, fist is strong, but they all want to be fingers and fucking be fucking weak about it, you know? So, I don't know, man. We'll see. I don't know. Like I said, I don't have much faith that the right thing will be done. Like you said, there are good people trying.
Yeah.
But let's see how the execution goes.
Yeah.
We'll have to let it play out.
Yeah.
Well, man, listen.
You can't call for executions
yet. No. Hey, now. Listen, back in the day, that's how it was handled. And I'm telling you now, it's the same reason why people aren't in a Muslim country going, hey, we need to chill with the Sharia law. It's like, oh, yeah? Well, guess what? Sharia law on you, motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like. Yeah. And that's the thing, dude. We've gotten so comfortable in this country, and we've gotten so used to just living the fucking life that we forgot that traitors should be fucking punished. We forgot that we used to go out in the streets, build gallows, fucking hang traitors, hang treasonous motherfuckers by their necks, right? Yeah. Kings and queens were murdered because the people weren't happy.
Yeah.
And right now, the people aren't happy and nothing's being done about it. And the people are being fucking... So, dude, the French are still rioting. It's been 4 summers, dude. And the French are still rioting.
They're on a good one.
Yeah. And we need to fucking be old school with the French. And
here's the deal.
Start a revolution.
Here's the deal with that. Who is divided the people?
Yeah.
More than our own government.
Exactly.
Because if we are busy infighting, because I'm a Republican and you're a Democrat and you're not good true. And I'm bad, back and forth.
No, that's not true. Don't call
me that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slander you that way. I'm the Democrat. He's the Republican. But if they keep us at each other's throats,
yeah,
we don't have the time to look at the man behind the curtain
yeah,
that's pulling all that's the true. Strings.
Yeah, and they know that.
They have divided us by race. Mm-hmm. They have divided us by sexual orientation. They have divided us by our
class,
our religion.
Yeah.
Anything that they can divide us to separate us into smaller and smaller groups, we are divided and our attention's drawn away from the problem. Mm-hmm. And the problem is the man behind the curtain that's pulling all the strings, that's divvying up the money to the upper echelon of the political parties that do all their bidding. And the people need to come together.
Yeah, and here's the crazy part. Say they did arrest Biden.
Okay.
We still don't know who the man behind the curtain is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's deep. The swamp is deep.
The swamp is hella deep. Arrest them all. We still don't know who the man in the curtain is. You know what I mean? But it's time that there's a new revolution sparked in this country. Revolution does not have to be a violent revolution.
No.
But I think it's starting to take place because with all of that division, people are now trying, you know, people are buying less processed foods. People are growing stuff themselves. So those little things are starting to spark people connecting in different communities, right? If you and I have, you know, cultural differences,
yeah.
But now you've got chickens, you know, and I want to ask you like, hey, how do I get into that?
Yeah.
And then you're giving me knowledge on that and we're trading fucking, you know, this and that, and you're telling me how to get better zucchini out of my garden.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where do your kids go to school? How are you keeping them away from this mess?
Yeah.
There are more things, like, it does seem like it's more and more divided, but there are more things that are starting to bring people together.
Yeah.
And people with, you know, differences in general, whether it's religion, race, whatever, people with those differences are starting to put them aside. They're starting to share information with each other.
Yeah.
And they're starting to make this little network, right? Like the FDA wants people to fucking register their gardens at their house.
Fuck what? Off.
For what? See, and now you could be the biggest liberal, right? Yeah. And I could be the biggest conservative.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, did you hear that they want to fucking regulate my home garden? And we both go, dude, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Right? Because you guys have that in common.
Yeah.
You don't have to discuss the differences.
Yeah.
As long as you focus on the things that everyone has in common, civilization will be so much better. I watched this video today of this mixed girl. She was beautiful. And she had curly red hair, very pale skin. Her mother's black. Her dad is white. And she was talking, and it broke my heart, dude. Because she was talking about how she feels like she doesn't have a place in this community or in society.
Yeah.
She's not black enough to be black, not white enough to be white. You know, she's got people asking to touch her hair. She's got people asking her about her complexion. She's got, you know what I mean? And now I'm mixed race. Everybody knows that. My mom is white. My dad is black. I've never felt like I didn't belong.
Yeah.
I've always had an extremely diverse group of friends. But I will say that being mixed race, you experience far more racism, not systemic, right? But just outright ignorance.
Yeah.
By, I don't know, you know, a greater amount than anybody who is a single race.
Yeah.
Because now you're getting shit for being too light from black folks. You're getting shit for not being white from white folks.
Okay.
But it was far worse from the black community. And yeah, like it hurts because you thought that's where you were supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like I've always been surrounded by people who are like, you don't have to be that and you don't have to be that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, at like, I would say before I got to middle school, like that was never, my identity was never being mixed race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it hurts me to see that girl have to think that that's what her identity is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm probably put a little bit of that on her parents, because her parents should have been encouraging her to just be a great person.
Yeah. And that's a good point right there, is be that good person and you're going to draw good people to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you're a good person, good people like to come around you.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to find that niche in who you are and what you represent and be the good of the world. And,
yeah.
You know, I grew up and I had friends from different backgrounds, and knew what brought me together was sports. Mm-hmm. I played ball with, you know, white kids and black kids and Hispanic kids, and I found myself wanting to be around good ball players.
Yeah.
And good people, right?
But see, and that's the thing about sports, martial arts,
yeah,
the military.
Yeah.
If you get into a profession, whether you're a chef or, you know, like if you're in one of those tight-knit communities, whether it's for recreation or as a professional career, you make this bond, and that bond has nothing to do with your racial background.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do from where you were born or anything like that. And that's something that I've noticed, you know, family members I've had in the military, they never fucking talk about any of, like, oh, well, you know, it was weird because we had this fucking Arab guy, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's never like that, because especially playing sports, like, you got to be there to pick up the guy next to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that sports or music or anything like that is something that just connects people on a different level, and you're completely blind to all the outside bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? So for me, like, I grew up watching sports. My brother played basketball. We were always at fucking games. We were at the ballpark, you know, playing pickup games at the park or whatever it was. And for me, since they were so focused on my brother, I was kind of dropped by the wayside. I always wanted to do karate.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do football.
Yeah.
But they were too busy dumping money into him.
Yeah.
Which is fine, right? Because I started getting into nerd shit. I was fucking a huge Star Wars nerd.
Yeah.
I was playing video games, but it was that same type of community where it was like, we're talking about video games and we're talking about shit like that. And that's your interest.
Yeah.
Nobody is interested in, oh, your mom is black and your dad is white. Like, in those types of communities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not even looked at, not even talked about.
No. And so it was net, like, I'm not saying that some of the shit that happened when I was younger didn't stick with me, because it did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I wouldn't change it.
No.
Because it made me the person I am today. I have a fucking huge, diverse group of friends and family, and my kids get to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it felt really bad for that girl, and I hope that she does find some peace. And she does find a place. She's, like I said, she was a beautiful girl. And some guy's going to come along, sweep her off her feet.
Yep.
That she never fucking expected.
Yep.
And her outlook 5 years from now might be completely different.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. Growth and learning and living life. And
yeah, experience.
Experience. It, you know, it's just, it's like anything. You gain experience and knowledge throughout this up and down roller coaster we call life. And,
yeah,
you know, she'll figure it out. She'll find her spot. You know, most people do. Not, you know, not everybody does, but, you know, a lot of people do. So
yeah, eventually you will, you know, everything will work out. So, but I think we're going to get ready to wrap up the show here. I'd say we did okay without mom and dad home, huh?
Yeah, I think it was good. I think we did okay. I think the young guys handled it okay.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So
yeah, and hopefully big country His pride celebration goes great.
We just can't have him on the show when he has all the dildos all over. Well, family, you know, family friend.
His beautiful bride, her birthday is the same as mine.
Mm.
And I feel like he might have not remembered.
Well, we wish you luck, and I hope you're not dead, because if she's half as fiery as her sister, I know what would happen.
Man. Well, I'll tell you right now, Big Country, I know you're listening out there. Do whatever you got to do to make it up to her.
Yeah, make it right, buddy.
That woman gave you a beautiful son.
Yes.
She fucking holds down the fort for you.
Yep.
She's a true ride or die.
Yeah, she is.
So make it right. And then burn that super gay Mahomes jersey you bought for Pride.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah. So before we head out, make sure you check out all of our shit on Rockfin. You can get us wherever podcasts are played. Check out our website. You're going to be able to get access to the premium content from our Tavern website.
Ooh.
Yes, you get all of the shit. $5 a month. Not going to be any more or any less. But what you do get is exclusive merchandise. If you buy the premium Rockfin, you get some of our premium content from there too. You get all other Rockfin creators' premium content. It's not just for us. So go get that shit. Get to the website, buy merchandise. When you're a Tavern member, you get exclusive merchandise. And Chris actually just got his hoodie.
I just got my hoodie that I will be rocking at the next show. And I'll be sporting it all week.
Lucky. You're lucky that it wasn't a double XL. I'd be wearing that shit right now.
I should have got a double XL. I'm getting.
I'd be like, yeah, I never showed up.
I don't know what happened. If I got it in double XL, I think that thing would be stolen by the hooligans at my house. Yeah. So I'm glad I got the single XL.
True. Is your wife a hoodie stealer?
She steals them, yep. But it's my sons.
Yeah, and you're good luck fighting them.
I can't.
You might get the little one.
I can still take the little one, no problem. I still got him. But that little guy, he's been hitting it with us. He's going to be a strong little bastard.
The youngest ones are always the toughest.
Yeah. He's a softy right now, but we're toughening him up.
Yeah, but he's going to be a monster too.
He is.
He doesn't have a choice.
Nope.
growing up with a house full of monsters, he doesn't have a choice. All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies. I've been Boy.
And I'm Chris.
And we will see you on the next one.